Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You know, it's interesting, friends. Welcome to the SonsOfLiberty.com. SonsOfLiberty.com, you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. When you make distinction between the giftings of a prophet, let's just go to a biblical prophet. They're called to warn, Ezekiel 33:3. And then you take it to that of a dictator, one that means to rule. What's the distinction? A prophet warns because he sees the house is on fire. A dictator smiles at you as he transcends into power. Once he's in power, then he begins to dictate by force and not by law. The prophet does just the exact opposite. He warns to get back to God's government. He warns you to get back to God's rule of law. Found in Christ, who fulfilled it. By grace are we saved through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. So let's make the distinction. Remember, Judas betrayed the Son of God with a kiss. How do dictator wannabes act, folks, worldwide, for the people to see? They act with a smile on their face until they transcend into power. And then once they're there in power, what do? They dictate by force, which brings forth what? War. Hey, folks, the rule of law brings forth peace. The rule of force brings forth war. People need to think things through before they say stupid things. They need to make distinction and understand what's happening in your country today. You have prophetic people. You have prophets across the land that are willing to stand up and now tell you what you don't want to hear. Why? Because America, you have forgotten God in your prosperity. And God warned us of that very thing. I've heard this before, and I've heard it said, and it's true. You know, men in the thousands have fallen because of women. And so have women of men. But it's interesting to note that tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions have fallen because of prosperity. And they've fallen away from what? Their God. And I want to warn you with what John Adams rightly said, the second president of the United States of America, before I get into today's show. Decadence follows luxury. America, pretty soon you're going to be singing the song, you don't know what it's, you don't know what you have until it's gone. You don't know what you got until it's gone. And friends, I want to tell you something. It is happening on a daily basis right in the face of the American people 24/7. And what's sad about it is America is not ashamed. They're going along to get along. Folks, what we're going to be talking about today on the radio program here is the fact that the sodomites are aiming for your kids. And there's going to be a whole lot of I told you so's from 6 years ago. Oh, Bradley, I remember a guy from Minnesota Family Council, president of Minnesota Family Council, getting on the radio program when I was over on Salem. about 6-7 years ago, talking about homosexual marriage, because we were looking to Canada and we were seeing what was taking place over there and how they were attacking the church and how they were attacking the homeschoolers and how they were attacking young males, where they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 to 14 years old after homosexual marriage rolled over the top of God's law. How humorous. How funny for people to actually think that they're going to get the last word in. But going back to my point, friends, I told the guy from MFC, the president from MFC, he laughed on the phone and he said, homosexual marriage will never happen here in the United States of America. No, people need to understand it's a global initiative. So there's going to be a lot of I told you so's by the end of the day. And what I warned you about, America, concerning homosexuals and our children, the sodomites and our children, and look to Canada, is now coming to pass today. And we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. Folks, before we do that, let's go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. By the way, did you hear Jay Johnson, friends? The director of Homeland Security, the one that gives voice to the plight of the Muslims? They won't call Chattanooga or Fort Hood terrorism. Who cares what they call it? You know what it is. You don't need to have them lead the narrative. You don't have to have them lead the talking points. You know what they are. You know who the bad guys are, folks. Unless you can't see and unless you can't hear, they're right in front of your face. They're the ones giving plight to the voice of the Muslims. Remember the FBI director, the one that was to oversee the Chattanooga shooting concerning the terror attack in America concerning our four Marines? Remember that? Remember, he was the one that wanted to drop the law down on anybody that spoke out against the Muslims in America. He's the fox in the chicken coop. Where are they at? Folks, confusion of face, confusion of face. Daniel 9. Read Isaiah 59:2 when you get a moment, friends. But here we are today. The good news is that a federal law has now been passed to arm our recruiters. They never lost the right to be armed. They're our military. And by the way, it just doesn't apply to the military. It applies to you too. You don't have to ask for permission to obey the Bill of Rights. Again, remember yesterday we defined the word representative. They represent you. They are in your person representing you. Are they representing you, America? Because if they're not, then you must lawfully deal with them. Again, Article 2, Section 4. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Congress moves to out Speaker John Boehner. That should have happened a long time ago. Folks, inside source, he's a drunk. He's a traitor. And folks, before anybody wants to look at Barack Hussein Obama and question his loyalty to the Constitution of the United States of America, keep in mind you have corruption in Congress. While they allow Barack Hussein Obama to do the things that they do, you need to understand that they are protecting themselves while they are backing Barack Hussein Obama up. Read the Constitution. You can always tell when a stick is crooked by how, friends? By laying a straight one next to it. Yesterday we had talked about, folks, again, some of the things that were taking place in your country. And how in California, lawmakers unanimously voted to ban possession of high-capacity magazines. Oh, then why do they have them, friends? They are slowly disarming the American people as they dismantle the military. And guess what happened when Barack Hussein Obama started to break down your military? The rise of ISIS in Russia becomes more emboldened. We're going to come right back after this. Folks, we are going to get to the topic. I want to hit some of the highlights concerning what's going on in your country on sonsoflibertymedia.com right when we get back on the other side of this break. sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. We're going to talk about the sodomites are aiming for your kids in just a couple moments. Again, folks, the writing is on the wall. It's happening right in front of your face. 2 + 2 = 4. Yes, indeed it does. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Illegal aliens storm Florida beach. Obama, Rubio, and gang are silent. Of course. Folks, by the way, Rubio's an establishment guy. Just thought I would tell you that. Just wanted to let you know, didn't mean to rain on your parade. He's not constitutionally eligible for the President of the United States of America. But why is he silent on illegals coming across illegally? There you have it. Because he is Cuban born. His father was. That's another story, another topic. Just wanted to highlight that. Going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, I wanted to let you know that you should watch the video because a model starts the video out. It was a model videotaping herself on the beach, and then all of a sudden, a bunch of illegals jump off a boat behind her and then run right up on the shoreline there. Check it out, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We also have another American Muslim, actually the 57th, caught attempting to detonate. He wanted to create chaos here in the United States because he sympathized with the Muslims. This is how they're recruiting. But again, folks, isn't it interesting? 57 of them. How has that happened with all these new bureaucracies and all this government controlled and the relinquishing and forfeiting of the rights of the people, which that's not happening. They're being taken by force. But how is this happening? And let me just add this on here to the end of what I'm saying. And they want to disarm you. Makes sense? It makes perfect sense. God and Guns, The King Has Come, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Damage control, court temporarily shut down release of latest Planned Parenthood exposing videos involving STEM Express. Now you have the courts. The courts, friends, shutting down those that are exposing Planned Parenthood for what they are. But folks, you don't need to look at what's going on today for a reason to shut them down. Just go back to Margaret Sanger. She'll tell you everything that you need to know. Remember, she was the one that said the most merciful thing that a family can do is kill one of its own infants. I mean, folks, you're dealing with devil doctrine here. It's the same thing. You can link that along back to the 30s along with the ACLU with Roger Baldwin. Folks, and how many other organizations? Now they're breeding on top of these organizations because the American people have allotted them to breed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, unbelievable, White House. I haven't seen Planned Parenthood videos yet, but they are fraudulent. Remember, friends, these people want you to believe what you're told to believe. Even when you see it with your natural eyes and hear it with your natural ears, if it doesn't fall in line with their narrative, then it must not be so, say they. This is dangerous, dangerous grounds. Again, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, unbelievable. White House, I haven't seen Planned Parenthood videos, but they are all fraudulent. We've seen this before, said their spokesman, their new clown. Their new ventriloquist. We've seen this from the extreme right, the extremists on the right, say they. Folks, how long are you going to let these people rule the roost? They are dangerous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Agenda 21 and a Republican approach to fair housing. No, folks, Agenda 21 and a lawful approach to fair housing. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Donald Trump, as I said, and as I have said in the past, friends, Donald Trump did America a favor by throwing a brick through the window. You better bet your bottom dollar he's doing you a favor. He's shaking the establishment up, America, and the Republicans are the ones that are trying to sabotage him more than anyone. Be careful of those that mean to lead the opposition as well. Don't play the fool, even when those that lead the opposition, friends, attempt to do so. Because it's still the same narrative. We need to keep our eyes opened as well as our ears open, both naturally and spiritually. We can go on and on, folks, with what's going on. I want to make one more point here. Huffington Post, new Arabic language site in the hands of two prominent jihadis, Pamela Geller. I want you to hear this again. Notice a pro-homosexual outlet, the Huffington Post. New Arabic language site in the hands of two prominent jihadis. How is that working out? Right behind the homosexuals is the Muslims. Because as I've said, friends, and I'm going to be telling you a whole lot of I told you so's. Well, those I told you so's are happening today. Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. The radical homosexuals are being used to upend your Constitution, friends, your sovereignty, to give way to a foreign enemy. Don't doubt me, friends. Read Deuteronomy 28, friends. It's all there. That's all you need to know. And if I might, I have to tell you this because I seen this lady. I know I said one more, but you know what it means when a preacher says he's almost done or he has one more point? It means absolutely nothing. I'm totally playing, but I do have another point I want to make. A couple, actually. Debbie Wasserman, I seen this devil, this Medusa, and I'm not just throwing names out there, friends. She's demonic. Her presence is demonic. I seen her at the RNC a couple years ago. She had a little entourage around her, just like Mitch McConnell. They both thought they were rock stars. They think that they're above the people that they are to serve. They really do, friends. Look at what they do on a daily basis. Look how they act. Look at the fruit. It doesn't fall too far from their tree in any sense of the word. But Debbie Wasserman was asked by Mr. Matthews from MSNBC. I'm sorry I have to bring him up. I know that their ratings are so bad they're lower than a snake's belly. I get that. But interestingly enough, she gets caught again. Folks, when you ask her anything that's upright in righteousness according to the constitutional republic in which we have, she doesn't know how to answer the question. Just like Pelosi, just like Reid, just like Barack Hussein Obama. And again, that's a fact. And I can back it up with facts over and over for the next 3 hours if you'd like me to do that. But the bottom line is she's asked to make distinction between a socialist and a Democrat. Guess what she did? She stole the narrative, and she said the difference between a Democrat and a Republican. The Democrat and a Republican, and guess what she does? She goes ahead, and she attempts to go ahead and drop some name calling on the Republicans again. And folks, I'm not caught up in the game. I'm not that stupid between the Republicans and the Democrats. I'm a Christocrat, just like Benjamin Rush, a signer of the Constitution or a Declaration of Independence. But interestingly enough, she could not answer the question. She was asked several times. She got caught again. She doesn't know how to tell the truth. Folks, there is no truth in these people. I wanted to let you know as well, friends, that on the front page of the communist paper in the state of Minnesota here, the Minneapolis Star and Tribune, it says the United States, they're going to do a probe concerning the lion that was just killed. They're going to do a probe concerning the lion that was killed overseas. You know, the dentist in Minnesota that shot a lion? Well, you got a whole bunch of people that are actually calling now for his execution. Now, just do your best to forget about the 3,000 to 4,000 babies that they advocate the murder of. This is the mindset that you're putting up with, folks. I want to go back to this again. I say to the righteous, there wouldn't be the unrighteous if the righteous were doing the right thing all of the time. When you're talking about these people and their mindset, folks, it is communism from A to Z. Let me say it this way. They are dangerous people. They're dangerous. They care more about the animals in the trees, in the water, in the grass, in the plants, than they do human life. If that doesn't scare you, friends, nothing will. And you can thank the last 4 and 5 and 6 decades of our older generation that have tolerated it, because now to this generation it falls. And we must deal with it lawfully in every sense of the word. But again, that's on the front page of the paper. In this, I want to lay out as a premise before I get to my topic. The sodomites are aiming for your kids. There's no question about that. You know how I always told you, friends, that over in Canada, that's all you have to do is look to Canada concerning what's going on here, concerning homosexual marriage, which, by the way, is unlawful. It never will be. But I want you to know that that's all you had to do is look to Canada to understand what's going on here. Now, I warned you, and I've warned you, and I've warned you as to what's going on there, because the first thing they did when they implemented homosexual marriage in Canada, they attacked the church. What's been going on over the last 5 and 6 years in America by the radical homosexuals? They've been attacking the church. And anybody that doesn't go along to get along, just ask the baker and others that don't go along to get along. The second thing they did in Canada concerning homosexual marriage, once they stepped on the Constitution, the written word, their preamble starts out acknowledging God Almighty as well. But it's interesting to note the second thing they did is they wanted to attack homeschoolers to tell their parents, no longer can you tell your kids that homosexuality is a sin or it's an abomination. Guess what's happening in America today? Kentucky attempts to ban Christians from calling sodomy sin. I told you. I'll be right back on the other side of the break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit to per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends, just talking about what's going on in Kentucky right now. Interestingly enough, in Kentucky, here's I told you so. Kentucky attempts to ban Christians from calling sodomy sin. Wow. Didn't we hear that one before? Oh, Bradley, that will never happen here in America. No. It's a global initiative, friends. This is happening all over the country. You know what? Just to highlight this as well, it's the same point. I shouldn't say I was surprised, because when you look over in Jerusalem, you see in Israel there, it's interesting how Netanyahu, man, he's playing up to everybody's sympathies. And you have America standing behind Israel. But isn't it interesting that they've implemented the same agendas globally, even in Jerusalem, friends, under Netanyahu? Gay pride parades? Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is happening on a global scale. Don't fall to the side of carnal sympathies, friends, without actually first paying attention to the fruit of those globally that you may feel for. Netanyahu approving gay pride parades in Israel? Are you kidding me, friends? What's the difference? America, we support him. What do you support? You should be supporting the righteous throughout throughout the world, friends. It should be a global initiative on your behalf to support the righteous. Just because they're in Israel doesn't mean they're righteous. Yes, we're supposed to pray for the peace of Israel, but who is Israel, friends? God's people. There is a difference between the sheep and the goats. There is a difference between the wheat and the tares. We need to think scripturally as to what we support and what we don't support. Back to the point. In Kentucky, homosexuals, they don't want you calling homosexuality sin. That's exactly the second thing they did in Canada. Exactly the second thing they did in Canada. Then what they did, friends, is they wanted to lower the age of anal consent. The age of anal consent, friends, from 16 years old to 14 years old concerning the young males. Really? I thought this was about homosexual marriage. I just put this article out yesterday, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I'll put something out there that has, you know, you talk about a musician, you talk about somebody everybody knows, and I'll get, you know, hundreds, thousands of likes and shares, so on and so forth, and the comments as well. But it's interesting, when I talk about our little people, who I mean to defend in this ministry, that's why I've done what I've done in the past and in the to the present. It's interesting that, folks, there's actually on WND, my article last night had 11 shares. But this is also the same country that allots 3,000 to 4,000 babies a day to be murdered. This is also the same country that 86% of those that profess to be Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that send their kids to public schools to be indoctrinated illegally by the federal government through a global initiative. But you already knew that, America. You already knew that. 11 comments. Here, I want to share one of the comments that I had on that article from yesterday. It's time to come out of the closet, Bradley. Living this lie is tearing you apart. I mean, you want to talk about some sick-minded people? During the break, just in time, I got this email. Gay people are not after children, blank, blank. You blanking abomination, Bradley, blanking Adolf Hitler, Dean. Gay people are not after children, you lying sack of blank. Blank you in the ground, you evil little sack of vomit. You are one of the most evil, despicable, loathsome, and dangerous people in America. You are a blanking criminal. Then he goes on for about 400 more words. At the very end, he says, a proud liberal American pro-choice, he's for aborting, pro-gay rights, he's for homosexuality, pro-gun control, he's for disarmament, pro-separation of church and state, which does not exist, pro-secularism, that means without God, pro-science, over God, environmental protection. Remember what I told you right before the break. These people are sick, folks. If I was to go ahead and read this off in its entirety, you would probably need a barf bag. The things these people come up with are the most backwards, reprobate, debased. I mean, they get this from the pit of hell. Excuse me. But these people that are out there, they're trying to demonize you and they're trying to call you haters for exposing their crimes. Why is that? Here, let me prove the point really quick. Okay, here's the fruit from the tree that he says doesn't exist. Once again, the laws that they mean to use as a shield are fast becoming the spear to overthrow the laws as they intended them to be. People just didn't figure that out until after the fact. That's exactly right. Those that sympathize with the radical homosexual movement, you need to understand, you are being used as well. The New York Times reported on July 27, 2015, just a couple days ago here, friends, four, to be exact, the Boy Scouts end ban on gay leaders. The Boy Scouts. In 2005, the man who ran that program, Douglas Smith Jr., was sentenced to 8 years in a federal prison for trafficking in child pornography on the internet. David Watkins, a former Boy Scout leader, has been charged with sodomizing a boy under 13 years of age in his troop. That has nothing to do with the kids, says the radical homosexual advocator. Scout leader Brett Taylor was charged with more than 30 counts of child molestation and exploitation. He is suspected of molesting at least 10 boys from 6 to 9 years old. Scout leader Peter Robert Stabal II was sentenced to 21 years for sexually abusing four scouts from 2003 to 2008 and possessing child pornography. I thought it wasn't about the kids. If such crimes have already come to the light in the Boy Scouts, one must ask why the radical homosexual lobby is determined to force the BSA to allow homosexuals to infiltrate their organization. Now, I just for the record wanted to say, I warned you, America, that the Canadian Scouts decided to allow females, atheists, agnostics, homosexuals, bisexuals, and transsexuals to join the Cub Scouts in 1999. They approved the establishment of an all-homosexual troop, which now marches in Canada's gay pride parades. And within 5 years, scouting membership dropped over 50%. Many scouting camps and offices were closed, and the staff was laid off. That's all these people can do is destroy. Because God's not going to bless. He's going to curse. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Now, folks, concerning what I'm telling you right now, I just told you four of the 2,000 cases of little boys coming forward concerning pederasts, pedophiles, man-on-child crimes. Why would the Boy Scouts end gay ban on gay leaders? Why would Barack Hussein Obama appoint Kevin Jennings to oversee to be the safe schools are if it's not about the kids, who wrote a foreword to a book called Queering the Elementary Education? And again, his icon is none other than Harry Hay, who's in hell where he belongs. The icon or the slogan for that organization is sex before eight, before it's too late. Have you heard of the Lesbian Avengers? Recruit, recruit, recruit. Recruit, recruit, recruit. 10 years old is too much, or it's too old for these people. These are lesbians. I thought it wasn't about the kids, man. I mean, come on, what is this all about? Of the safe schools are? The head of an organization called GLSEN? Kevin Jennings? Wow. Radical homosexuals? Not about the kids? The NEA coming forward? The National Education Association? Homosexual caucus? That's not good enough. We need a drag queen caucus? Does anybody see where this is going to? There's nothing that seems right about this way, yet the Bible tells us there's a way that seems right to a man, but the end is death. There's nothing right about this way. They even know it. As one would expect, when the doors of sinful behavior are swung wide open, sex abuse by leaders in scouting is another tragic consequence. Folks, this isn't Big Brothers and Little Brothers. No, no, no. They have a list of their own. All these organizations, friend, do your due diligence. You'll see the crimes upon the children. Boys who become scouts to receive a healthy moral upbringing are instead becoming lifetime victims of criminals who prey on children. Why did Barack Hussein Obama appoint over 225 radical homosexuals and transgenders to governmental positions in your country? Why is it that during the ICE investigation that over 5,000 members of the Defense Department of the United States of America have been busted downloading child pornography? But remember, Attorney General, the Department of Injustice under this criminal, said that they didn't have the means to investigate. No, but they have the means to investigate anybody that stands against them or means to expose them. This is out of hand, friends. Even worse is the lack of justice these boys receive. Canada's epidemic of child abuse is largely swept under the rug to protect these homosexual criminals. They're called pederasts. Man-on-boy crimes. Listen to this. Brian Rushfeldt, president of the Canada Family Action, stated, "The notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a very disturbing trend." Folks, this is just the beginning. Put your seatbelt on, because you're going to be going for a ride, and it's going to be a ride you're not going to be not going to want to be on.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Tony Whitnack from radio station KNZR in Bakersfield, California. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." This verse is Bradley Dean. I truly do appreciate the ministry of sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley, why do you expose this stuff? Because it's the very thing that's being used to destroy your country. That's why. The number one reason is to protect our little people from what's going on. I was a little brother, for those that did not know. I had a big brother. And so did my big brother have a big brother. Because my dad was MIA. And I want to tell you what, his big brother, though he didn't go in action because my brother would have probably took him out, the bottom line was is he meant to go there. First-hand experiences to see what these people attempt to do to the vulnerable. I said right before the break that Brian Rushfeldt, president of Canada Family Action, stated the notion that we need to protect homosexuals more than we need to protect children has been a disturbing trend. They found this out after the fact. You know, they had a release and let these oppressed people go free so they can live out their filth and spew it out on everybody and anybody. They need to let the world know who they are. Abominable, friends. The Scouts is not the only area affected by the radical homosexuals lobby's bully pulpit. The education system is targeted in a large degree. Yes, it is. I just shared that with you a couple minutes ago. After Canada passed homosexual marriage legislation in 2005, Phil Lees of Canada's Public Education Advocates for Christian Equity Peace, notice the word again, peace, who spent most of his career in public education, said that the same-sex marriage law, it's not law, friends, had an immediate effect on Canadian schools. Open your eyes as to what's going on in public schools. You shouldn't have your kids in public schools anyways, friends, regardless of the homosexual agenda. But this is the final nail in the coffin as to the reason why you should get your kids out of public school. There's no excuse why you have your kid in a public school. It's not the job of some liberal whack job to raise up your children, friends. Experience shows that whenever homosexual marriage becomes law, it's not marriage and it's not law, children will be exposed to an increasingly sexualized curriculum and school environment at an early age, as early as kindergarten. In Canada, the radicals have sought to lower the age of anal consent, to 14 years old for anal intercourse. America, you need not look any further than to Canada and take heed to the warnings while you still have the time. Ezekiel 33:4. After all, here's the kicker. After all, they are your kids. On that article, the sodomites are aiming for your kids. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I have a video that's 5 minutes and 32 seconds, how teachers are now preying on students. And it's not just pederasts. It's females across the board aiming for little guys. And teachers, male, aiming for little girls as well. Of course. Train up a child in the way they will go, and when they're old, they will not depart from it. Folks, have you ever taken the time to see the filth that Hollywood taught your kids in the 80s and 90s? Oh, my goodness. Now, concerning the radical homosexuals, I know that it was a joke back at the end of the 70s and the 80s. It was a joke. It was unthinkable. You'd get beat up in school, and it was a slur to call someone, you know, F-A-G. You know, Grandpa and Grandma would say that gay meant happy. Now it means what? And they're not gay. They're sodomites. And it's an abominable activity, an abominable choice, and it's damnable. But going back, there's a video that's 5 minutes and 32 seconds long. It's called Teachers Preying on Students. You need to check that out. There used to be a website called teachercrying.com, school employees arrested for sexual crimes. After I posted that video, that website came down. See, because I'm known across the United States as the hater for telling you the crimes that they are committing. And you know what? I will happily be the hater. I will happily be the bigot if it protects our kids from these criminals. But right after I made this video, friends, teachercrime.com was pulled down instantaneously. Just yesterday, this is happening on a daily basis. And by the way, a couple years ago, I said this is going to happen on a daily basis. Here we are. Here we are. Not even really honestly realizing what I was saying, but I knew what I was hearing. That's why I was saying it. To you as ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. But just yesterday, friends, a male teacher was busted texting a 13-year-old girl where they would meet in a little play center outside of her house every night until 3 and 4 and 5 o'clock in the morning. He was having sexual relations with a little 13-year-old girl. Well, the unthinkable. Taking it to your backyard, this was just a couple days ago, 4 days ago, that the Boy Scouts said, you know what, we can't keep discriminating against those that are committing crimes against our children. No, we can't do that. Folks, how backwards can you become? A month before that, on Monday, July 6th, we have gender identity curriculum angers parents in Virginia. Right after the Supreme Court tyrants said that homosexual marriage is now okay in certain states. Some took it as the law of the land. It's not the law of the land. The law of the land is now to disobey and resist tyranny. That's your job, America, to resist. Not to tolerate, but to resist and to throw off. That's the lesson that we learned from our forefathers, lawfully and legally. They're the ones violating law. You are not. And God will justify the righteous. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, no matter what they have to go through in this earth. But going back, this is CBN News, July 6, 2015. Gender identity curriculum angers parents in Virginia. Angers parents? Folks, if I was to go into a public school and talk, if I was to read the curriculum that they mean to implement in public schools, going down to the elementary and even preschool, if I was to go in there and say the words, read out loud what is in these books, I would be thrown in jail. Do you realize this? What, because they do it in school, it's for some reason now the law doesn't apply? Are you kidding me, friends? If I was to go into a public school and read off the gender identity curriculum or other curriculums that these twisted, perverted, abominable reprobates mean to throw on your kids illegally, I would be thrown in jail. And by the way, so would you. Unless it's a radical homosexual or a radical lesbian reading it off. Then if you were to call them out and say, hey, the law says, now you're a hater and a bigot. You see how this works? In America, because of PC, because America, you've been traitors to principles and traitors to God, you've let them do it. You've let them do it. I just wonder how many daddies are going to let it slide when they actually find out the crimes are being committed. I highly doubt a whole lot are going to let it slide. I highly doubt it. Let me say it this way. If you have your kids in public school, you better be involved with what's going on in your schools. You better know your teacher like the back of your hand. You better know your kids and have a relationship with your kids that they can come and tell you anything in everything. But keep in mind, this is a part of usurping parental authority, not only through the homosexual agenda, but also through Planned Parenthood. And who's being busted and uncovered wide open, friends, day after day in this country? The radical homosexuals and Planned Parenthood. That is the mercy of God, and it is your job, church, to stand up and keep God's commandments, that your days may be prolonged in the land as well as with your children. But if you don't want to do that, guess what's coming? As the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good, He'll also rejoice over you to do you evil. And what's sad about this, and I just told my attorney friends just the other day, I said, what's sad about all of this is I said, I don't mind so much that the guilty have to take what they have coming on reckoning day, but I have a problem when the innocent are paying the price for the guilty. That's what I have a problem with. And when you can stand back and watch the children in this country be subjected to everything and protected from nothing and allow them to do it, there's something wrong, friends. I love you by what I do, 1 John 3:18. I mean what I say, friends, and I'm in the battle. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of level 3 and level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are...